Hi there, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
I have a Miss Courtney Norman. Last name is N as in Nancy, O as in Oscar, R, M as in Mary, A as in Alpha, N as in Nancy. Best
Alrighty.
Number is, you got her?
Yes, I just received the file. I'll go ahead and take it from here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Miss Norman, I'll take you from here. Thank you so much. Happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alrighty, Mrs. Courtney, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey there, so my name's Ethan. We are on a recorded line here. How are you at the moment?
I'm fine.
Really glad to hear that. Now, Mrs. Courtney, I'll be your intake specialist for this lawsuit. I'm going to be the one who's actually helping you get signed up. So I'll just let you know ahead of time, I do apologize for any repetition. Some of these questions might sound familiar and you've probably already been asked by the last agent, but it does need to be restated for the recorded line. In any case, this should only take about 10 minutes. Now, Mrs. Courtney, do you already have an attorney that's helping you file a claim for this?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay. Can you confirm to me then, under penalty, that you have not sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or sent out any packets of information for any attorneys for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And was it you or a loved one that was using hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay. And then after using hair relaxers, were you diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, after.
Gotcha. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that you had to go through all that. What kind of cancer was it?
Ovarian.
Ovarian cancer. Okay. Do you happen to remember the subtype of your cancer as well? If not, that's okay.
Like phase 1.
Okay, gotcha. And you would be filing this claim then for yourself, of course, right?
Of course.
Yeah, most definitely. Again, I am really sorry to hear that you had to deal with all this. How are you doing now, Mrs. Courtney?
I'm doing better. So
okay.
I'm in remission.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I'm really glad to hear that. What was the date that you were diagnosed with cancer, Mrs. Courtney?
Like the end of last year.
You said end of last year?
Yeah, like the end of November.
Okay, end of November. I can put like 11:30 as your best estimate. Does that sound correct to you?
Yeah, it was like the 20-something. I know it was 20-something.
Okay, I'll put 11/20/2023 then.
Okay.
Okay, and how old were you during this time when you were diagnosed with cancer?
41.
You said 41?
Yes.
Okay, and what state was your diagnosis in?
Texas.
You said Texas?
Texas, yes.
Okay, gotcha. Currently, are you living in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, Mrs. Courtney?
Am I living in, who was the first thing you said?
Yeah, currently, are you living in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee? Any of those three?
No, sir.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor who diagnosed you with cancer?
Dr. Tolo.
Could you spell that for me, please?
C-O-V-O.
Okay, you said C-O-V-O, correct?
Yeah, C as in Tom, O, and V as in Very, and O again.
Okay, gotcha, I see. And then what hospital was this at?
The Medical Center in Dallas. Medical City. I don't know why I would say Medical Center. Medical City, Dallas.
Okay. Was that the one on 7 Medical Parkway?
Forest Lane.
Sorry, I am having some trouble hearing you. Say that one more time for me, please.
I said it's on Forest Lane.
Okay, gotcha. I see. And you said it was, okay, I found it. Medical City, Dallas.
Yes.
Okay, and you said that was on 7777 Forest Lane, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much for confirming. I just found it here. Okay. And Dr. Tobu. Okay. And then, as far as I found Dr. Tobo as well, that's Ashley Tobo, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks so much for confirming. Alrighty, found her phone number as well. There you go. I'll go ahead and just punch that in for us. Additionally, Mrs. Courtney, were you using hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times or at least 4 times in a year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, I was.
Okay, on average, just your best estimate, doesn't have to be exact. How many times a year were you using hair relaxer before you were diagnosed?
I'd say I mostly get it like every 3 months, but, you know, sometimes I do it in between 4 to 6 times a year.
Okay, so between 4 to 6 times, I can just put 5 then as your best estimate.
Okay.
That's right, yeah, right in the middle between 4 to 6. And then you did, of course, just confirm to me that it was Medical City that you were diagnosed with your cancer, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, gotcha. Currently, you are a resident of the United States, correct?
I am.
Okay. And what is your birthday, Mrs. Courtney?
May 10th, 1982.
Okay, just want to confirm I heard you correctly. You said May 10th, 1982, right?
That's right.
Okay. Were you ever at any point diagnosed with either breast cancer or Lynch syndrome, Mrs. Courtney?
No, sir.
Okay. Additionally, do you happen to know anyone else, any other friends or family that was hurt by hair relaxers that could need some help? If not, that's okay.
Not that I know of.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about that. I always like to ask just in case there's anyone else out there who might also need some help. How old were you when you first started using hair relaxer?
I was like 22.
You said 22?
Yeah, 21, 22. Like
okay, oh, gotcha. I'll just put 22 then. And you were using this in Texas the whole time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you remember approximately what date or what year you started using hair relaxer?
I remember I was pregnant with my son, so yeah.
Okay. Do you remember what time of year or even the month that started, maybe?
Like the summertime, right before
okay.
I had.
I can just put June of 2004 as your best estimate then. Does that sound correct to you?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. And when did you stop using hair relaxers?
I stopped last year, November. Actually.
Okay, so right around when you were diagnosed then, I take it?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. I'll just put November of 2023 then. Okay, and then between 2004 and 2023, was there ever a period where you stopped using hair relaxers during that time?
No.
Okay, so you used it for about 19 years consecutively then, correct?
That's correct.
Gotcha. And were you getting your hair relaxers from a salon, or did you do it yourself at home, or maybe both?
Yeah, both. Like a little bit of both.
Okay. Do you remember the names of any stores that you were purchasing hair relaxers from?
Sally's, and just like beauty supply stores, you know.
Okay, gotcha. And do you remember any names of salons or addresses as well where you would go to get your hair relaxers applied?
No, sir. That was so long ago, I really can't remember that.
Okay, yeah, don't worry. I wouldn't expect you to remember, and that information, to my knowledge, won't be necessary at this time. And currently, you're not using any hair relaxers, correct?
No, not at all.
Okay, and do you happen to have any receipts or leftover empty bottles of hair relaxer? If not, that's okay, too.
Mm-mm, no.
Okay, yeah, again, I wouldn't expect you to, but I always like to ask just in case. And what was the brand name products that you were using for your hair relaxers?
I mean, I use several ones just to, you know, see which one worked best for me. But I always liked it, like the Kuma Nature. And it was another one I used to use out there. I can't really think of right
yeah.
now.
Oh, maybe the Help Jug.
Soft and Beautiful. That's what the other one.
Okay, gotcha. And you use both of those the entire 19 years?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Cream of Nature. And you said Soft and Beautiful, correct?
Right.
Gotcha. And now you said you were using it for about 19 years, and then right after that you were diagnosed with cancer, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so it definitely happened at least 2 or more years after you started using hair relaxer for a full year. And I take it when did you first become aware of the connection between hair relaxers and your cancer diagnosis?
When I went to see the doctor, when I went in.
Okay, gotcha. So when you were diagnosed, basically?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of treatment were you getting for your cancer?
I got chemo. And
Chemo and partial hysterectomy. Okay, gotcha. Again, I'm so sorry to hear that you had to deal with all these things. And when did your treatment start? Do you remember the date?
Yes. This year in February.
Okay, it was so February of 2024, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Was it the same doctor that treated you as well, Mrs. Tovo?
Yes.
Okay. I take it would be at the same hospital as well then, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Give me just a second to find. Okay, yeah. Medical City, Dallas. And that's 7777 Forest Lane. Okay, gotcha. Found it right there. And then Dr. Ashley Tovo as well. Okay. Can you confirm your gender for me, Courtney?
I'm female.
Okay. And then the other agent did send me your first and last name. I have that down as Courtney. That starts with a K-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y. And your last name is Norman. N-O-R-M-A-N.
Yes.
Do you have a middle name, Mrs. Courtney?
Charlene.
Sorry, one more time.
Charlene.
Could you spell that for me, please? Speak loudly and clearly as well.
C-H-A-R-L-E-E-N-E.
Okay, I heard C-H-A-R-L-E-E-N-E.
That's correct.
Okay, and your social as well. Please speak loudly and clearly.
4394.
You said 4394?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that just the last four?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Sorry, I thought you maybe cut out there and I missed the first part. Just kidding. And okay. And I have your your email here as 927courtney@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay. And your phone number is 225-246-3474.
That's correct as well.
Okay, and then Mrs. Courtney, am I calling you on a cell phone or is this a home line?
This is my cell.
Okay, and what is your primary address?
3201 Hamilton Avenue, apartment 104, Dallas, Texas, 75210.
Okay, give me just a second. For the street name, did you say that was Hamilton Avenue?
That's correct.
Okay, give me just a second. And what was the number as well?
3201.
Okay, gotcha. 3201, and that's Hamilton Avenue. Okay, and that was zip code 75210?
Yes, apartment 104.
Okay, apartment 104.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha, just found it. Thank you so much for confirming. Additionally, do you have any documentary support, any medical records that would show your date of diagnosis?
That would be at the hospital. They would have the medical records.
Okay, gotcha. So you don't have them on hand, but you know for sure they're at the hospital or you could call someone?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah, most definitely then. I wouldn't expect you to have it on hand, of course, but basically the only reason I ask is just so we know that they do exist. Now, we're almost done here, Mrs. Courtney. Lastly, I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone we can reach out to on your behalf, just in case anything happens to you and we can't call you for an extended period of time. Do you have anyone that you want to use as an emergency contact?
I can use my phone.
Okay, and what is her name?
His name is Tyrell.
You said Tyrell?
Yes, Tyrell Norman.
Tyrell Norman?
Yes.
Okay, for Tyrell, is that spelled T-Y-R-E-L-L?
That's correct.
Okay, and his phone number?
It's 225-432. 8466.
You said 225-432-8466.
That is correct.
Okay, and what is your relationship to this person?
That's my son.
Okay, and does he live with you or separately?
No, he don't live with me.
Okay, gotcha. Now, we're actually almost done here. So all I need to do is I just need to read off a quick compliance checklist. This is just a list of items that I'm going to use to make sure that everything we've discussed here is correct. So I'm going to read off a few things, and if anything sounds incorrect, you can go ahead and interrupt me, actually, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, Mrs. Courtney, we did confirm that you do not have representation from an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you with this lawsuit. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, unfortunately, after using hair relaxers. You were diagnosed at least 2 years after you used hair relaxer for a full year. You did use it at least 4 times in a year, and you also used hair relaxers within the past 20 years.
That's correct.
Alrighty, in that case, I'm going to go ahead and start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign and return, Mrs. Courtney. These documents state, firstly and foremost, that our attorney partners will be representing you for this lawsuit. Secondly, it also just gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf, so that way you don't have to worry about doing all the work and gathering those documents yourself. So give me just a moment. I'm going to make a draft first so that way I can check your personal information. Basically, this is just to make sure that I didn't make any mistakes or spelling errors. So I'm going to read a few of these things back to you first before I send it to you, okay?
Okay.
So give me just a second to pull up your files here. Okay, there you are. Courtney, Charlene, Norman. I'm going to zoom in on this as well because it is very tiny and I can't see.
Okay.
Okay, so I have you here. Your address is 3201 Hamilton Avenue, and that's apartment 104.
Correct.
Okay. You were born on May 10th, 1982.
That's also correct.
And the last four of your social is 4394.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and click send on my end, Ms. Courtney. You should receive a text message with a DocuSign link. It should also say my name, which is Ethan. Should be coming through to you in the next 10, 20 seconds or so.
Okay, got it.
Okay, yeah, so perfect. If you want to go ahead and click that link, that's going to be what allows you to digitally sign these documents. Once you're finished, of course, a copy will be emailed to you as well. It's pretty easy, but if you need any help, of course, I'll be here on the line here, so you just let me know, okay?
Okay.
I will tell you as well, there are some fields where it'll ask you only for initials. There will be other fields where it asks you for a full signature, so just make sure you pay attention to that.
Okay.
And while you're getting that taken care of, I will also send you a text message from my personal office number, which is a 949 number. So that way you have my contact information and you're free to reach out via call or text anytime if you ever have questions or concerns in the future, okay?
Okay.
And then just let me know when you're finished signing, just so I can check the documents to make sure they can get processed correctly.
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty, I just received your documents on my end. Thank you so much for your patience. Just give me just a second to check these. Should be all good though. Alrighty, I see a signature there, looking good. And I see your initials as well. Alrighty, perfect. Well, that looks good to me. So thank you so much for your time, Courtney. That's actually all I needed from you today. I'm just going to let you know from here on out, our attorney partners should be shooting you a call sometime within the next week or maybe 2 weeks. They're just going to be calling you again just to verify your information. Very important that you look out for their next call because then and only then can they actually start working on your case, okay?
Okay.
But yeah, just make sure you look out for that call. Again, it should be coming sometime within the next, I believe, 7 to 14 days. I would expect it within about maybe 2 weeks or less. But yeah, did you have any other questions or any other concerns that you wanted help with?
Oh, yeah, I was just wondering, how long, when they call me in the next week or two, we'll be going over the same thing about what we just went over, or are they just gonna let me know what's going on with the case, or what?
I think basically they just need to verify that they can get in contact with you. And I do believe they need to verify a few items of your personal information, like your address, spelling of your name, social, etc. But it should be pretty quick. They basically just need to verify that, yes, they can get in contact with you and confirm your information is correct.
Okay, how long y'all think it's gonna take for, the lawsuit to go through?
That is a really good question. For this lawsuit specifically, I'm not too sure. I can't give you an exact number as your intake specialist. I don't know the exact details. I will let you know lawsuits of this type usually take maybe around a year or so. If you want a more exact answer, that would probably be a better question for the attorneys when they call you.
Okay, I mean that's not bad because normally stuff like this takes like years forever. So,
Yeah, definitely.
okay then, I appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely. I do wish you all the best, Courtney. Happy holidays and happy upcoming New Year to you as well.
Thank you.
Of course. You take care.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye now.